code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on June the 12th, 2009. Now newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And on that site, the front page, you'll see lots of other sites I have. Pick one, make it your favourite, and download to your heart's content as many of the previous talks I've given where I try to give you shortcuts to understanding the big picture. So you can go through to cuttingthrough.jackness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, and also don't forget alanwattsentient.sentinel.eu, because on that site you also have all the audios, plus you have transcripts which you can download for print-up, written in the various languages of Europe. And I've got some articles here, in fact, to do with ICANN that are starting to rope in different website names. They're changing everything, and they're trying to basically have, eventually, of course, there'll be all big private corporations that are on the web. We know that. But in the meantime, they want to take various people out who have sites abroad, and the only way you'll have one, say, in the EU, is if you own the actual site. So they're going after different people right now, including people in Ireland, I understand. And that's all designed to happen. ICANN's an interesting organization because it was set up by Homeland Security, and it's really run by the NSA. They try to say it's a private organization that sprung out of nowhere, as all these ones always do at the right time. But, of course, they wouldn't leave something like that private. So it's really the National Security Agency, which is international, and that's who runs the darn thing. But I should also mention, too, that you keep me going, the listeners keep me going, so you can donate at cuttingthroughthematrix.com or any of the sites. You'll see the PayPal buttons. Personal check from the US and Canada is okay. And also you can write to me for those who don't actually listen to me on the computer. They get disc burned and they're playing on their CDs. Write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4. Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. That's P-3-E-4-N-1. And as I say, we're really, really on a roll now for totalitarianism across the world. The true Fabian society is showing itself, where we're being taught how to think and what to say and how to behave and what to do and what not to do, all the way down to the local level as they recruit more and more people and amalgamate various organizations with police, etc., all to ensure that behavior modification, and that's what it is. That's what governments are all into today, is behavior modification, as they try to standardize all of us now. And that's the true Soviet regime, where man's an animal and it can be trained to do anything. That's what they truly believe in this world Fabian society, where the control freaks are at the top, these intergenerational Rockefeller types, who really have been planning this for an awful long time, as I say, intergenerationally. They've never changed their tune or their goals. And mind you, they have all the money to back it all up as well, to make sure that their ideas become governmental policies. And they're on a roll right now, an absolute roll into this horrific totalitarian Brave New World scenario. And they want to convince us that we should allow ourselves to be culled off to save the planet. I'll be back with more on this after these messages.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Yesterday I mentioned a meeting that had been held in Germany to do with the environment, a big international meeting, where they said that environmentalism will touch every facet of your life. And that's what I've been telling the people for years. This is meant to control everyone under the guise of saving the environment, because you see, it's the same eugenicists that are running it all today and funding all of this. They've changed their camouflage a little bit, and they're hiding it under the bushes, you might say, of environmentalism, and using this as the big stick to force their depopulation program along. Here's an article here. This was done on April the 1st, 2009. It's called Mixing with Malthusians, by Spiked editor Brendan O'Neill. And he says here, Brendan O'Neill ventured into a pit of population controllers and found himself holding his nose. He says, now I know what Greg Dyke, former boss of the BBC, meant by the phrase hideously white. Now, I've mentioned this organization before. It says, at the Optimum Population Trust's invitation-only conference at the end of last week, environmentally sustainable populations, they're using sustainability and environment, you see. Environmentally sustainable populations, there was a sea of white faces, grey hair, purple-tinted rinses, and blue blazers, as men and women of a certain hue, age, and class gathered to discuss the problem of population growth. In plummy voices and in between House of Lords-style catnaps, perhaps taken to re-energize their prejudicial streaks. The attendees spoke darkly of decimation, apocalypse, and tipping points, which is in Virospeak for apocalypse, in a world plagued by too many people. There's something unavoidably spooky about people who spend their waking hours fretting about overpopulation. Now, isn't that an understatement, though? I mean, think about these people do. There's something unavoidably spooky about people who spend their waking hours fretting about overpopulation. They're fretting about all of you out there living. That's what they fret about. You're alive. And who hand out leaflets saying, how many is too many? Illustrated with a picture of an innocent-looking schoolgirl, white, of course, doing population sums on a blackboard, which is black, of course, in a frequently asked questions section, frequently asked by whom? Benito Mussolini? The leaflet informs us that there is a severe shortage of water and land on this beautiful planet of ours, and then ponders, what's the problem? The answer, in case you hadn't worked it out from looking at the program of talks on everything from scientific solutions and contraception to population policies for the UK, the problem is us. Sadly, we are the problem. Humans, every year around 75 million of us, a population nearly as big as Germany's, are added to the Earth's surface. That's another Birmingham every 5 days, and God knows one Birmingham is enough. Looking around the lecture hall of the Royal Statistical Society, Britain really came up with this whole statistics idea from the days of Malthus and graphs and stuff. This is a fitting venue for a conference that reduces everything to statistics. I was struck by the makeup of the audience, white-haired demographers, ladies who normally lunch but who today were discussing the upcoming apocalypse, comparatively young but equally posh, Soil Association supporters. There was, I think, one person of not entirely white extraction. He was operating the sound system. You can bet that when these well-to-do worriers about the human plague on the planet talk about burdensome people causing congestion, overcrowding, and loss of green space, they aren't talking about themselves, or their friends, or their neighbors, or their mistresses. They're talking about, you know, them. Them, you know, them. The breeders, the not sufficiently educated, the dwellers of teeming cities, not only in Africa and Asia, but in Europe and America too. The conference confirmed that while groups like the OPT, founded in 1991, have tried very hard to spin population control in terms of choice and environmentalism, and to move away from that nasty eugenics of old, some of the dark prejudices lurk beneath the surface. In her welcome address, Sarah Parkin, a former leading Green Party activist and OPT patron, set the tone for the day by complaining. This is what she said. There are no Nobel Prizes for preventing births, only for preventing deaths. Yes, that is because, call us crazy, mankind has traditionally valued the creation of life over the destruction of it. Perhaps the OPT should set up its own annual Malthus Prize to be awarded to the man or woman who does most to, shudder, prevent people from having as many children as they choose. Parkin went on to say that while death remains a taboo topic, birth is not seen as taboo. I looked around the audience, desperately hoping to make eye contact with someone, anyone, to whom I might raise an eyebrow, as if to say, oh my God, they actually want to make birth into something shameful, unspeakable, stigmatizing. But there was nobody. Everyone nodded. Everyone agreed. This is the program of the OPT, to transform birth into a taboo, to rehabilitate, perhaps, the shame that was heaped upon single mums in the 50s and 60s, and apply it to all women and their partners who think it is acceptable, even wonderful, they are so deluded, to get pregnant and give birth. At times, such was the shrill problematization of birth, especially births amongst them, you know, them, that I felt that I should go home and take a shower. Professor Tim Dyson spoke loftily on the demographic transition, which is when populations tend to balance out. In Europe and Japan, he said, the demographic transition is largely complete, but it isn't in West Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Well, you shouldn't worry about that because Bill Gates is going to let all these mosquitoes loose there. Don't worry, that will sort that out. He reported that in recent decades, population in Europe had increased by a factor of 2 or 3, in China by 5, in India by 5 or 6, and in some parts of Africa by 11. To illustrate what this means in massive, scary blocks, he put up a PowerPoint graph to show what population rises would look like in Russia and Nigeria in the coming decades. In Russia, it would be steady. The graph was a bit wobbly, but generally self-contained. In Nigeria, it would be exponential. The graph ballooned out like a piece of obese mathematics bursting at its seams. Much like Nigeria itself, apparently. A woman sitting next to me actually gasped, which confirmed at least two things. Graphs can make anything look scary. And two, to these people, this is what new people in Nigeria represent, not individuals with needs and aspirations or potential, problem solvers, but merely the suckers up of resources, faceless, nameless blobs on a graph. Not bad, eh? Not bad at all. Because you see, that's what we're dealing with here, absolute fanatics. It wouldn't be so bad if it was a little club at the lower end of the scale, but these are very rich fanatics and very well-connected fanatics who are also going along. Well, actually, they dictate to the governments as far as this policy goes. Remember, there's a parallel government, and this OPT is only one little part of it. And Rockefeller has his own myriad of other front foundations in the U.S. financing many, many others. And that's what we are in this Fabian system, faceless. Faceless numbers, your social insurance number, that's all you are. That's all you are. And if you think they're not actually killing you off, well, don't go any further with your studies. Just look at the medical records since the 1950s to today. Look at the sterility levels across the world, and especially in the West. Look at what changed from 50 onwards on all the inoculations that were given in the bisphenol A and so on. Look at the cancers that are just bursting out all over. If you think that's all accidental, how come these rich characters, these old rich characters, don't come down with these kinds of diseases? Ask yourself that. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it really, really is. Now, I've talked before about the spraying that goes on, and I've given many talks in the past about different operations that were done on the public in the past by the military-industrial complex and your own governments. And I mentioned, too, that, and I think Donald Scott has this in his own book, to do with the brucellosis triangle. He did a lot of study in using declassified documentation from governments in Canada and other countries, the U.S. and Britain. And apparently, you know, they sprayed, I think it was the whole city of Winnipeg, back in 48, U.S. Flying Fortress aircraft did it, low-level spraying for over a week, and then they followed the basically the health and death rate of the public over a long period of time. This is quite common, very common. And I've told people there was no Cold War. The Cold War was used for many excuses, but they always intended through the dialectic to merge two systems together when we had been Malthusian socialized enough ourselves. Here's an article that was printed November the 6th, 2006. Only one of many, 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 many. And remember, this is declassified. So the stuff that's happening right up after 1964 to present, we won't hear about for 50 years. This is insider account, clouds of secrecy from the BBC. Now, remember, the BBC works for the government, so they spin a lot of stuff, too. It says, between 1953 and 1964, top secret trials were carried out using a chemical concoction of zinc cadmium sulfide to simulate how a cloud would disperse biological agents. The unsuspecting population in the east of England was sprayed covertly with the poisonous compound at least 76 times. Again, we're going back to the faceless blobs, you know, all those numbers down there. Mike Kenner is an open government campaigner who stumbled across the Norwich and Bedford trials and whose revelations prompted two government inquiries. And I'm going to continue with this after this break. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Going through a BBC Inside Out article to do with the British government spraying biological weaponry over populations in Britain, and they're not the only ones. Every country's done the same thing, and of course their daily spraying has now happened for 10 years on almost a worldwide basis. Mind you, we'll all be dead in 50 years' time when that's declassified. That's how they work it. I'll continue with this article. It says, the unsuspecting population in the east of England was sprayed covertly with a poisonous compound at least 76 times. I remember reading an article at the time because they also used not only the RAF, the Air Force, but the Navy as well, and it released gases off the shore that blew across the mainland. This actual article here is about the aerial spraying that they did. It says here, this article by Mike Kenner describes how he uncovered the story using files obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. During November 1998, the Sunday Telegraph published an exclusive article by Rob Evans and Andrew Gilligan. It revealed that scientists from the Chemical Defense Experimental Establishment, the CDEE, which is at Porton Down, had in the past sprayed large parts of the UK with a toxic chemical compound, zinc cadmium sulfide. At the time of the article, I was already involved as an open government campaigner in calling for the Ministry of Defence to release more information concerning the 63 to 75 Porton Down public area biological warfare experiments, which had been conducted in my local area, South Dorset. After pressure from various members of Parliament and concerned residents, the Ministry of Defense eventually announced that they would commission yet another independent review, which would investigate possible adverse health effects caused by the public area, the zinc-cadmium tests. It says here, the first review conducted by Professor Brian Spratt, FRS, investigated any possible adverse health effects experienced by the residents of southern England who were exposed to the massive aerosols of live bacteria, emitted during the Port and Down Dorset defence trials. During the following years, I used open government legislation, such as the Code of Practice for Access to Government Information, in order to obtain more information about the cadmium field trials. Initially, it was thought that 12 large-scale experiments had been conducted by the CDEE scientists. My investigations soon revealed that this figure was a vast underestimation of the true figure. By the time that the Academy of Medical Sciences had been appointed to conduct their independent review, late in 1999, the number of known experiments had risen to circa 70. Fortunately, examination of each newly declassified Porton scientific report revealed evidence of yet more as yet unknown cadmium field trials. Again, I would like to make a code of practice request to Porton Down, and once more information would be released. By now, the tally of known public area of the cadmium experiments has risen to nearly 100. During the course of investigations, I inadvertently stumbled across a cache of papers relating to trials which took place over Norfolk in 63 and again in 64. These trials turned out to be the last in this open-air spraying program and were themselves unique because they involved the Home Office, that's like the now Homeland Security, and the City of Norwich Police. On occasion, this newly declassified material has revealed information which contradicts that which is contained in the independent review. In other words, they lied at the independent review, but that's standard too. On at least two occasions, official Port and Down scientist reports have been discovered which were not even examined by the review. The first Port and Down technical paper number 794 detailed a number of experiments where radioactive gas, and the cadmium particles were released from AERE Harwell and were tracked for at least 60 kilometres downwind. But you know, they kept talking about the Russians. I said, you know, you don't have to worry about Russians. It's your own governments you have to worry about. The second Porton technical paper number 885 detailed the numerous, about 36, cadmium field trials that were conducted by Porton Down scientists at Cardington, Bedfordshire, during 63. Even more importantly, PTP number 885 revealed that the chemical compound used in the 63 Cardington field trials, the cadmium, was sprayed by Porton scientists from a moving vehicle. So they're even driving vehicles through towns and villages and stuff. It's fantastic, you know, when you've got a socialized medical system because, you see, all the data and all the patients goes into central computers and so on, and the government keeps the data on everything as it's happening. Who's dropping dead with what and so on, what's been diagnosed, misdiagnosed, etc. It says this would have placed local Bedfordshire residents in much closer proximity to the source of sprayed cadmium than previous trials which had sprayed the cadmium from an aircraft. Spraying this material from ground level could have led to a much higher received dosage of inhaled cadmium amongst residents living close to the route of port and spray vehicle. The fact that such a large number of potentially hazardous field trials could be overlooked by a government-appointed independent review and only be discovered by an ordinary resident using open government legislation proves to me the true worth of Freedom of Information Act. Well, you better believe that. You better believe that. I'll also put these links up, remember, on my site at the end of the show. And there's another one that falls right in with this. It's a video on the same topic. And you'll hear this character from the government trying to say that it was really in the interest of saving the people that they were spraying the people, you know, that this kind of stuff. Well, it's a Cold War, you see, and, well, if the Russians ever did it, we want to know what happened and so on. This is how they waff it off. They waff it off to us. So I'll put that link up as well, and you can have a look at that. It's fantastic what goes on. Same in Canada with Espanola when they sprayed us just a few years ago. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning at the end of the break there that even not far from me, a few years ago, the little town of Espanola was sprayed for weeks, actually, by aircraft that came across the U.S. border in Canada with agreement, if it later turned out, with the Canadian government. And they sprayed the inhabitants there. And the inhabitants noticed, first of all, that even deer were being stillborn. Animals were being stillborn in the forests around there. Then they started having the same problems with the human population, and various diseases and illnesses broke out. And those characters, good for them, they fought it all the way to Supreme Court, where it was admitted, but nothing happened about it. So that's what government does. Well, yeah, it's happening, but really it wasn't us, which is technically true. It was the U.S., but it was done in collusion with the Canadian government. The same with the spraying of Winnipeg, as I said, back in 48, was done with the collusion of the U.S. and Canadian governments. See, we're just peons at the bottom here, and they're all Malthusian at the top, believe you me. The Irish Doctors Environmental Association, the IDEA, have come out against genetically modified foods, and they want it all withdrawn. It says the Irish Doctors Environmental Association is opposed to the growing of genetically engineered plants and the use of substances derived from genetically engineered plants in food. IDEA calls for a complete moratorium on the growing and use of such foods. All such foods currently on the market should be withdrawn as they have been insufficiently tested. Genetically engineered food has not been tested adequately for possible adverse health effect. I would disagree and say it certainly has. They know what they're doing at the top. They know what they're doing. Just take that last step And you'll see the world in a completely different light when you take that last step. It says here, present risk assessments are inadequate. We believe that the introduction of genetic engineering techniques to food should be every bit as thoroughly researched as its introduction into medicine. Genetically engineered food products are not tested if they are deemed, this is how they do it, you see, this is how it gets through, if they're deemed to be substantially equivalent to existing food. That's all it does. So they're not tested. You say, well, that looks like a carrot, so it's a carrot. And then it's on your table, and that's it. So good for this particular organization, Irish Doctors and Environmental Association. It's about time that someone did some, and there's a lot in Europe, mind you, complaining about this stuff. And it's so sad that in Canada, it was the guinea pigs for it all, where we were on it for 10 years before it leaked out from Britain, we were the guinea pigs. It's so sad that they're so laid back and dumb about it. They're just guzzling away with the stuff. And, of course, the cancer rates and everything else is just going sky high. Every town and city is screaming for more cancer wards and treatment and so on. And that's not a surprise, is it? It's no surprise at all. And just before I go to the callers, I want to mention, too, that everything is an agenda is on track. You've got some in the Dutch news. You've got some. And it's from DutchNews.nl. The supermarkets there are set to refuse cash. They're going cashless completely across the country. It says Dutch supermarkets hoping to phase out the use of cash by 2014. It says the Financieel Dagblad reports that on Thursday, quoting their retail board, CBL, the aim of the ban on cash is to make supermarkets less, this is the excuse, listen to this, less vulnerable to armed robberies, the paper says. Oh, guffaw, guffaw. This is the rubbish they feed the public. That's the agenda, because they want to track everybody who's buying and selling. And one last article here. This is interesting, because I said years ago on the radio, I said, you know, my first impression of the U.S. and Canada when you went into the different rural areas and even the outskirts of towns was how temporary everything looked, with all the wires hanging, electric wires and poles and so on, crooked angles and... And I thought, you know, they could flatten all this eventually and just bulldoze it. And it would be as though it had never existed. And we know that's the agenda for the future. They've all talked about the coming mayhem from the Department of Defense to do with everyone crammed into these internal cities that's already overcrowded because they keep bringing people in from outside. But here's an article here today, and it's from The Telegraph. And this is wonderful how they present it to the public. U.S. cities may have to be bulldozed in order to survive. Dozens of U.S. cities may have entire neighborhoods bulldozed as part of a drastic shrink to survive proposals being considered by the Obama administration to tackle economic decline. You have to laugh, don't you, when you know what's really going on. And so what they want to do is cram all the people into the middle, into the main city. It says here, the government's looking at expanding a pioneering scheme in Flint. To start there, it's pioneering starting off there, but to go across the whole U.S., one of the poorest U.S. cities, which involves raising entire districts and returning the land to nature. To nature, you see. Local politicians believe, they must have all met at the lodge, this city must contract by as much as 40%. Concentrating the dwindling population and local services into a more viable area. In other words, squeezing them all into a small area in the center. That's right from Soylent Green, the movie. Right from Soylent Green. So there you go. So the radical experiment is a brainchild of Dan Kildee, treasurer of Genesee County, which includes Flint. Having outlined his strategy to Barack Obama during the election campaign, believe you me, it's way above Mr. Kildee. Kildee has now been approached by the U.S. government and a group of charities, you know, the foundation boys, the charities, who want him to apply what he has learned to the rest of the country, the whole country. Mr. Kildee said he will concentrate on 50 cities identified in a recent study by the Brookings Institution, you know, the Brookings Institution and what they generally deal with, don't you? An influential Washington think tank as potentially needing to shrink substantially to cope with their declining fortunes. Most are former industrial cities in the Rust Belt of America's Midwest and Northeast. They include Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Memphis. In Detroit, shattered by the woes of the U.S. car industry, there are already plans to split it into a collection of small urban centers separate from each other by countryside. Yeah, right. The real question is not whether these cities shrink, we're all shrinking, but whether we let it happen in a destructive or a sustainable, there you go, sustainable way. Sustainability, remember, also means population reduction, right? Decline is a fact of life, and Flint, resisting it is like resisting gravity, he says. There you go. Quite the spark, this character, Mr. Flint. Eh? But anyway, that's what we get. That's the rubbish they feed the people at the bottom as the big agenda steamrolls ahead. Now we'll go to the phones now. And there's Dave in Arizona. Are you there, Dave?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know,
doing this kind of goes along exactly what you're talking about. If I could, I'd like to talk a little bit about predictive programming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen two really interesting, good 80s movies. One is Blade Runner.
Yes, yes.
And one is Escape from New York.
Yes.
And two of the really interesting things that struck me, and it was actually frightening to me in Blade Runner, was the police state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How exactly it's like it is now.
Yes. And there's dozens and dozens of movies out right now and coming out, all on the same agenda with massive police states, yeah.
And they also, another interesting thing, especially in Blade Runner, they show globalization.
Mm-hmm.
And they show how the United States is basically going to be living like the third world.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You know, it's basically our style of living has been cut down to very minimal pittance, you know?
Yeah. That is what's on the cards, there's no doubt. Every economist will tell you, it's in all economic books, that the country that does manufacturing is the one that prospers for the people. If there's no manufacturing, you're going down.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is, if you go back to 1980, here's another funny thing about Escape from New York. There is a deleted scene, Alan, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where Snake, the hero guy, they deleted the scene, but he's ripping off a bank.
Yeah.
And when he rips off the bank, he rips off credit cards.
Yes.
Because there's no cash. It's a cashless society.
Yeah.
And this was 29 years ago.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah, they put it way, way in advance. Even the THX movies and so on, all of those movies show you a future, and it's always the same kind of a future of totalitarianism, a world where you're run from birth to death by the government. There's always these black-clad massive army guys or cops. You can't tell the difference. It's a global system. Code 46 was very good, too, if you've seen that. It shows you it's a world where certain people will be allowed to travel on business only, and even then they only stay in a quadrant for a certain amount of time and they must get back and all this kind of stuff. And to do with breeding as well, who can breed and who will not be able to breed. It's all in that movie, Code 46.
So, I mean, would you say that those are definitely examples of predictive programming?
Oh, yes, they are. See, these guys in Hollywood, certain things are promoted. They come out with the blue from the very, very top. You know they're going to be a hit before anybody does anything on them at all. And these are must-bes. And it's always the big producers who put them out there, etc. The writers don't get their idea any more than H.G. Wells came up with the ideas for his books by himself either. He was getting information from professors in Oxford and in Cambridge. That's where he was given his info, and his job was to write stories around them. The Futurist Society, funded by the big foundations again, they're the ones that pick the novelists, the authors, and they tell them what to write. And they must always include overpopulation, third world status across the world, world army scenario, ID cards, all of this kind of stuff. They must include all of these things in their novels. And saving the environment, et cetera.
Yeah, because the weather played a factor in that movie as well.
Yes.
It was pollution and lightning and all this kind of stuff.
That's right. And it was the same, as I say, with Soylent Green. Soylent Green was funded by the Futurist Society once again, and they changed the name from Make Room, Make Room. It was funded to put out there a scenario with an overcrowded inner city population that would exist in the future, and everyone sort of walking over the top of everyone else. That really was the theme behind the story. So they control everything that we enjoy, and we don't realize we're being programmed for that which is to come. And therefore, when it comes, we think it's all quite natural.
Yeah. Excellent. One question. You saw the movie They Live, right?
Yes.
Don't you think that Carpenter was basically telling us about how the TV and so forth, it's just mind control?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He was showing you the subliminals that are everywhere, only in a more overt fashion, and how there are people in the communities that appear to be like you, but they're not really. I don't know if most people realize this, when the main governments, your federal governments across the Western world, they give early retirement to many of their bureaucrats. And their job is to go into to little villages and so on and retire and set up non-governmental organizations on environment and the whole politically correct agenda. They've been doing this for over 30-odd years.
Yeah,
so they are amongst you. They are amongst you.
And it seems like it's just right now everything is just ramping up.
It certainly is, because they've got a timetable. The military, the 90-page report from the British Department of Defense think tank and the one from the U.S. one, they're both in my archives on my website, they spell out 30 years of riots with that kind of scenario, a Soylent Green-type scenario with inner-city people, which will escalate and escalate up to the year 2050. That's what they predict is coming, and that's what they're preparing for.
Because
yeah.
They're going to make it happen.
They're going to make it happen, yeah. Yeah.
It's an honor, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Now, there's Cody in Nova Scotia. Are you there, Cody?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hi there. I just, a book just came to my attention. Anatoly Golitsyn is the author.
Yeah.
Paris.
New Lies for Old, or?
Perestroika Deception.
Yeah.
And also New Lies for Old, but I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was wondering if perhaps you might comment on them. I'm excited to have them. I Googled some of the information about them, but mm-hmm. Do you have any comment on the Perestroika Deception, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean, don't forget, it all goes back to the Rees Commission in the early 1950s,
mm-hmm.
When the big Ford foundations, Carnegie and Rockefeller, had a federal investigation upon them,
yes.
And they told Senator Norman Dodd that eventually that the job of the foundations was to so radically alter the culture and life in the Western world, and especially in America, that eventually they'd blend it seamlessly with that of the Soviet Union. And then you go into the Club of Rome. The Club of Rome has also said they favored collectivism for the new society, which is communism. It's a totalitarian system, but they're using the Soviet techniques of government in every facet of your life, and that was the deception. Eric Margolis of the Toronto Sun did the speech that Gorbachev made to the Politburo. It's still up there in their archives. You should grab it. And he said, you'll hear communism is dead shortly. That's when the wall went down. He says, don't believe it. We're simply moving into the next phase globally, and we'll merge with the West. This is all happening. So, yeah, it definitely is a deception.
There it is. Okay, and then we see that Obama just did an about-face again, and now he's speaking in favor of the health plan subsidized by the government.
Yeah.
Whereas before he was saying, oh, no, we're not going to, but originally his platform was that he would. So it's flip-flop around. And
eventually they'll get there, because, you see, the health authority must become that. It must become an authority. And that's the purpose of socialized medicine. It becomes an authority with governmental powers. Yeah.
So why are they delaying, anyway, this population reduction program?
They're
why
not delaying it. If you look at the death rates and statistics of new diseases and new cancers, they can't keep up with the definitions of new cancers that are propping up all the time.
Okay, so, and then, of course, with...
See, all that happens is the media doesn't publicize. If the media doesn't mention we should all be concerned about this or that, we don't think about it. We're told what to think about by the media. But, yeah, you ask any doctor or going to see undertakers, the business is booming. Has been for years now, and it's increasing. Yeah.
And Codex Alimentarius will come into effect on December of this year, right?
That's right.
And they predict a billion people's demise within a year, they thought?
Well, that falls in with the Optimum Population Trust. They say they've got to start getting us used to the thought of death. Death is good. That's what they said.
Yeah. And imagine having, imagine the people actually tolerating that garlic would become a federal felony offense, you know?
Well, believe you me, the public will tolerate anything. Unfortunately, they'll tolerate anything until they're starving, then they riot. But thanks for calling. And then we'll go to Sean in Utah. Are you there, Sean?
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
Hey, I saw the Soviet story.
Yeah.
Finally. And, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for the recommendation. It was a really well-done movie.
Yeah.
I had a comment about it. I don't know if you caught this. There was a point in the movie where the narrator was saying, and then...
Hold on, and we'll go into that when we come back from this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and talking to Sean from Utah, who's commenting on the Soviet story. It's an excellent video to see. And he was going to say something that the narrator had said in the movie. Are you still there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did he say?
Of course you caught it. You're the one that taught me how to catch these kind of things. But there was a part in the movie where they were talking about Stalin making an agreement with Hitler.
Yep.
But they showed Stalin, I think, shaking hands with, it looked like a American diplomat or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a really clever way of showing, you know, because that movie was, you know, international. I think he cleverly tried to make the connections, but I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah, the same guys that made up the big cartel for IG Farben all came from, they're all Western corporations, and they'd also helped set up the Soviet system. And in the Stalin-Soviet pact, they both worked on the same projects. And people forget that Germany invaded southern Poland while the Soviet Union invaded the north. And after the war, the Allies left the Soviets to have Poland. They gave it to them, basically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was just a really, it just caught my attention because, you know, it said that Hitler and Stalin made a pact, but it showed, I believe it was Stalin shaking hands with what looked like a Western, you know, diplomat or something. So.
Yes, oh, absolutely. In fact, America had set up the very first aid, they called it an aid organization, American Aid for Russia, after the Second Revolution, and they pumped millions into it. And all during World War II, it turned out the U.S. was sending ships with gold bullion to the Soviets to help them through the war, was the excuse, and yet the Soviet Union wasn't on the gold standard. It's never been explained. The guys who found the Titanic did a documentary, and they were following the old routes where ships had been sunk. American ships were sunk en route to the Soviet Union, and they did find one or two of the ships with just filled with gold bars going to the Soviet Union from the United States of America. It's never been explained to the public.
Oh, wow. One quick question. I just ordered a book by William Schreier.
Yeah.
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Yes.
It's a huge book. But is that worth reading?
They're worth reading. There's as much, you know, you can mislead people by omission of certain things as putting in the book. But yeah, there's a lot of information in it that's worth reading. But you have to read other companion books as well to fill in a lot of the blank bits.
Right. I just figured because of the massive size of the book, it's got to tell quite a bit.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, take care of yourself, Alan.
Yep, you too. Now, there's Sean in Utah. No, sorry, it's Kevin in California.
Hi, Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I wanted to thank you for doing what you do. I know it takes a lot of time and it's a life dedication, so I want to thank you. I want to tell everybody that's listening, they really should support you because if they listen for any kind of length of time, they're getting a college education for nothing. Which is really valuable. I want to talk about predictive programming. The escape from New York made me think about that. Just before Snake was sent into New York, they put a chip in him.
That's right.
There's your chip right. 25 yeah. years ago. And it coincides with a recent patent request in Germany about the chip with cyanide in it, which has got to be the same thing.
That's right.
It'll kill you on the spot.
Yeah. Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. They don't miss a trick, though. They don't miss a trick, do they?
Oh, there's a more recent one on General Hospital, which is a main soap down in the U.S. It's been on for 40 years. It's about 2 weeks ago they had a surgeon. Of course, he looks like he's about 25 and hunky. But anyways, he did a brain surgery on a kid who was in a coma for a year. They put four brain chips in him.
Well, that's the end of the show, though. But thanks for calling. And they asked how they show it to us. From myself and Hamish from Tier Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
With recent